Hi, my name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. In this short talk, we are going to look at the history of the Wandesford family who are associated with Castlecomer in County Kilkenny. But prior to that, we need to look at how they acquired the lands. Prior to the 17th century, the lands of Iduik, which is now where Comer is situated, were in the possession of the Brennans. But as the 17th century began, the Brennan title to the lands became insecure. On August 15, 1617, James I granted extensive lands in County Kilkenny, Down, Louth, Sligo and Offaly to Francis Edgeworth to hold forever. 1,160 acres of the land of Iduik were part of the lands he gained in Kilkenny. The Brennans remained on the land, however, and by the 1630s the land of Iduik had been sold by Francis Edgeworth to two parties, one third to the Earl of Londonderry, Sir Robert Ridgway, and two thirds to James, Earl of Ormond. Although Richard Butler, the third Viscount Margaret, also claimed the land by rights of heredity. The confusion as to who held ownership of the lands of Iduik came to a head when the setting up of the Defective Titles Commission was set up in the province of Leinster. This commission was created by the Lord Deputy of Ireland, Thomas Wentworth. The process began with an inquisition held in the Session House in Kilkenny City on May 1, 1635. The jury concluded that from the time of the Norman invasion in 1169, the land of Leinster belonged to the Crown. The Crown was now free to dispose of the lands of Iduik, and by 1637 it was in the possession of Sir Christopher Wandesford, who along with his descendants were to change the physical landscape of Castlecomer in ways not previously imagined. The surname Wandesford is believed to originate from the place name Wandesford, now spelled Wandesford in Yorkshire. The first Wandesford to come into the historical record was Geoffrey de Wandesford of Alnwick. He received lands in Alnwick from Edward III. Geoffrey's son John, through march to illiberate musters, eventually came into possession of Kirklinting Manor, which was to remain the family's principal seat in England. Until the 17th century, the family remained petty gentry, and steadily added to their property holdings. The family's loyalty to both the Crown and the newly established Protestant Church was to be rewarded during the reign of Elizabeth I. Sir Christopher Wandesford, the son of Francis and Anne, had lost control of Kirklinton when his mother remarried on the death of his father. His stepfather, Christopher Neville, joined in the Great Northern Rebellion against Elizabeth I. Sir Christopher, however, remained loyal. On the defeat of the rebellion, he was rewarded with Kirklinton, and was later known as the Knight of Greenwich. Christopher Wandesford, his grandson, continued the family tradition of service to the Crown. His friendship with Sir Thomas Stafford, Lord Wentworth and Lord Deputy Darling, the close associate of Charles I, was to serve him well. It was through this connection that he acquired the Castlecomer lands. In 1640, he himself became Lord Deputy following Wentworth's fall from power. He died in December the same year. Sir Christopher Wandesford was the third son of Christopher. He succeeded to the family estates on the death of his brother George. However, the upheavals of the English Civil War, the Confederacy in Ireland, and the fact that the family were royalists meant that the Castlecomer lands were lost during his tenure. It wasn't until 1654 that the Wandesfords had any presence in Castlecomer. Sir Christopher Wandesford, second Baronet, succeeded his father in 1686. It is during his life that Castlecomer became the family's chief residence. In 1692, he became Baron Wandesford and Viscount Castlecomer. He assumed the seat in the Irish House of Lords. Sir Christopher Wandesford, second Baron Wandesford and Viscount Castlecomer, succeeded his father in 1709. He died in 1719. His only child, Christopher, third Viscount, succeeded him but died at the age of 19 in 1736. He was succeeded by his uncle, the Honourable George Wandesford, 4th Lord of Castlecomer. He moved to Ireland in 1737 and divided his time between Castlecomer and Dublin. He was succeeded by his only son, Sir Christopher Wandesford, 5th Baron Wandesford and Viscount Castlecomer in 1751. He died in 1784 in Castlecomer, leaving only a daughter Anne as the heir to the Wandesford legacy. The Lady Anne Wandesford succeeded her father in 1784. By coincidence, the senior line of the Butlers, the preeminent Kilkenny family of Ormond, also became extinct on the death without issue of the brother of the second Duke of Ormond. The Butler line now passed to the junior line of John Butler of Gary Ricken. John Butler was a Roman Catholic. Upon conforming to the established Protestant faith, he assumed the Butler title and lands. Anne Wandesford married John at the age of 15 and became Countess of Ormond. Anne had four sons, two who lived. James the eldest became the second Earl and Marquess of Ormond. The second son, the Honourable Charles Harwood Butler, succeeded under royal licence the old Wandesford estates of Castlecomer and Kirklington. In 1830, under another royal licence, he assumed the surname Southwell and Wandesford. He was succeeded by a daughter, Sarah. Her son, Charles Butler Clack Southwell Wandesford, succeeded him and became High Sheriff for County Kilkenny. He died in 1881, age only 29. Sarah Pryor now became heir to the Wandesford estate. In 1836, she married the Reverend Thomas Pryor. By royal license, she assumed the surname and arms of the Wandesfords in addition to her own. She died in 1892 in Castlecomer House, having survived her three children that had lived into adulthood. Richard Henry Pryor Wandesford was the grandson of Sarah Pryor. By royal license, he assumed the surname and arms of Wandesford for himself and his descendants. He assumed the titles in 1892. Richard Henry Pryor Wandesford volunteered for duty in World War I, along with many of his staff, workers and horses, and was invalided out before the very end of the war. His two sons also served in the army. The eldest, Christopher, served in the Yorkshire Regiment, was gassed in the trenches at the age of 20. He died while rescuing his men and is buried in France. His brother Fred was decorated for his involvement in action and survived.